sunny summer.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 49 degrees, and the good morning time on a Thursday, May 30th, is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New concerns about the ISIS-K terror offshoot. It claimed responsibility for an attack on a concert hall in Russia and is calling for an attack in the U.S.
Police on high alert after terror threats made against the upcoming Cricket World Cup on New York's Long Island. Authorities now saying an extra 100 officers will be assigned to the event. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to attend the tournament. A no-fly zone will be enforced and no bags will be allowed inside unless they are clear and medically necessary.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Before deliberation resumes in Donald Trump's hush money trial today, the jury will get a read back of testimony from Michael Cohen and the former publisher of the National Enquirer. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines is blocking the Biden administration's nomination of a woman who would be the state's first Native American federal judge. This is ABC News. In California, voters will not get to weigh in on a measure requiring public schools to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification at school. Backers fell way short of the more than 500,000 signatures needed to get it on the ballot in November. People unclear on the concept. Michigan's Corey Harris got his driver's license suspended, but when it came time for a court hearing in Ann Arbor, Harris used his camera phone to attend while driving.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. So just give me 1 second.
Harris's attorney was in court. Judge J. Cedric Simpson flabbergasted.
So maybe I don't understand something. This is a driving with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
The judge revoked Harris's bond and ordered him to surrender. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's calling for a high of 73 degrees, mostly sunny and a little warmer today. Southeast winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy Thursday night, a low of 47. Friday, mostly cloudy, some rain moving in overnight, and a high of 77. For Saturday, 76, with partial sun developing by afternoon, maybe some spotty showers in the morning. Partly cloudy and warmer Sunday, and a high of 81. In Richland Center this morning, following a daytime high yesterday of 71, it was 55 at midnight, and right now we're at 49 degrees. Today is Thursday, May 30th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so
sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
The Hee Haw Gospel Quartet. And In the Garden. Before that, our national anthem sung by Sandy Patty. Here we are together again, friends. It is a pleasure to be with you today as we keep you company with a good old Light in the Milk Cow Show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail and ready to keep you company once again. Always good to be with you and making some studies and travels again yesterday. It's been a busy week and it will continue today with high school sports. We were in Mount Horeb last night. It was a beautiful day and evening, but it was a little windy, especially in that area, kind of on the little plateau behind the school in Mount Horeb, and it was a little cool and breezy. I was glad I brought along the windbreaker last night. Some cooler temperatures this morning. Some areas of the state could be suspect to a little bit of light frost this morning as well. Now, we're well above that here in Richland Center. After the midnight mark of 55, it is 49 degrees. The Brewers picked up a win over the Cubs last night. We'll check sports coming up in about 10 minutes. But right now, time to get toward the work.
Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do all but Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour is through. Well, honey, you and God in the heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I do all but Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Tour through. Well, honey, you
seniors of Ithaca High School. Take a moment to reflect on your high school journey and the lessons you have learned. Your experiences have prepared you for the adventures that lie ahead. Congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU Credit Union, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
My breath, like walking on a high wire. Lord, it scares me half to death. You're always high above me, and I'm always falling. Our love's just a circus, baby, and I'm just the clown. And I'll do tricks for you, just like you want me to. I'll do at me and laugh, and I'll bet when they see me cry, they think it's just an act. Oh, but someday when it's over, and do we bring the big top down, and say it was one big circus, and I was just the clown. And I'll do tricks for you, just like you want me to.
Conway Twitty on WRCO Radio and The Clown. 5:15 the time on this Thursday morning. We remind you the ADRC is partnering with the Richland Hospital, providing Dementia Live to the community. Today, three simulation time frames are available. There is a 7-minute virtual experience and then a short educational session to follow. If you are interested in signing up, contact the ADRC at 608-647-4616. And remember, space is limited. And there will be an open house at the Richland County Farm Service Agency honoring the retirement of Judy Hackle for her many years of service to USDA. If you've worked with her over the years, please stop by the office Friday between the hours of 1 and 4 and wish her well. Patsy Cline, always a welcome guest on the Light in the Milk House show.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Sports Today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The season ended for the Richland Center High School baseball team last night when they fell 12-4 in the regional semifinal game to Mount Horeb. The Mount Horeb Vikings advance in the tournament, and they will play at Reedsburg today. Elsewhere in baseball, there were a few games played yesterday. Viroqua was a winner over Cuba City 2-0, setting up a regional final game today against Mineral Point. Also last night, it was a game DeSoto got the win against Cashton, final score of 12-5, and Royal was a winner against Seneca, that final 5-4 in 8 innings, setting up for a game coming up in the sectional next week. Elsewhere, it will be Riverdale taking on Pecatonica. Pecatonica was winner last night over Potosi Cassville 9-1. The Chieftains will travel to Pecatonica for a game later today. Bangor and Oliva Strum will play today after both teams were winners in the previous round. WIAA tournament softball yesterday as well. There were a few area teams that were involved and now move on in the tournament. Yesterday at Mount Horeb, it was a 4-3 win for the Vikings over West Salem. As they now move on, Adams Friendship and Broadhead playing today in a sectional final for the right to go to state in softball. Cuba City is there as well after a win earlier against Fenimore. They're playing Horicon today in a sectional final softball game. And Barneveld will be playing Oakfield. Christian Yelich, Blake Perkins, and Willie Adames hit home runs, and the Brewers erupted for 5 runs in the third as Milwaukee downed the Cubs 10-6. It was a tough night for Cubs pitching. But the Brewers also had some tough times themselves, had a big lead, and it looked kind of bleak for a while. Like the Cubs were going to come back and win it, but Milwaukee had enough in the end. Jared Koenig pitched two innings of scoreless relief and wound up getting the win. Elsewhere, St. Louis 5-3 over Cincinnati, Philadelphia 6 and San Francisco 1, Miami 9-1 over San Diego, Dodgers 10, Mets 3, Washington 7-2 over Atlanta. In the American League, Baltimore 6, Boston 1, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Oakland, Kansas City 6, Minnesota 1, Toronto 3-1 over the White Sox, Yankees 2, Angels 1, Seattle 2-1 over Houston. In interleague play, Detroit 8-0 over Pittsburgh, Texas 6, Arizona 1, Pittsburgh 10-2 over Detroit, Colorado 7-4 over Cleveland. From the NHL, Edmonton 5-2 over Dallas. Action on the ice last night, and that is a look at sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
We are pleased to have you listening to the radio today. The old Light in the Melco show is on for another day in southwest Wisconsin. And it's another round of polka music now, the aerobic polka. Here we go. Yes, there you go. That was Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman with the musicky polka right there. Good for what ails you this morning on WRCO. Light in the Mail Cow Show, Thursday edition. Here's Baron Young.
If you got a Cadillac, boy, and a 40-room shack, boy, a bucket full of money, and a tree full of honey, but if you're getting no hooking, no smooching or mugging, well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you're riding on a gravy train instead of walking down Lover's Lane, you can't make it, boy, you're going the wrong way, boy. You gotta get a little honey, it's better than money. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. You got a lot of bottom land. If you're kin to the president and you help run the government, but if you're getting no attention, you're better off on a pension. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. Long cars and you're smoking them four-bit cigars, you ain't so well to do unless you get a little coochie-coo. It takes a little bit of smacking or your life is a lacking. Well, if you ain't loving, well, brother, then you ain't living.
I heard from a memory last night, from the girl who is still in my heart. She's the one girl I've met I could never forget, even though I heard from an old flame last night, from an angel I had hurt and I never thought I'd hear from again. When she said, hello, just that one word said as much as a thousand could have. 'Cause the way she said it, I knew she had forgiven me. I heard from a memory last night, and she promised to meet me today, and I'll tell her when she's in my arms again, that this time she'll have. Stay.
Jim Ed Brown on the Light in the Milk House Show. Today, plenty of sun and mild conditions, a high of 73. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 48. 75 tomorrow. Enjoy the good weather, friends. Maybe some rain coming in on Friday night. In Richland Center, it is 48. That is the overnight low.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
A meteorologist predicts a hot and stormy summer. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Add bushels to your crop this summer with Full Scale from Helena. Learn more on the Field Link podcast or ask your Helena representative. Eric Snodgrass with Nutrient Ag Solutions says a hot and stormy summer is likely across much of the Midwest and says atmospheric pressure in the western U.S. will dictate a lot of the forecast.
If the heat really builds into the western United States early, then that's a better and better chance for much of the Midwest to, I think, get through most of summer with good summer thunderstorm activity. Here's the problem. If you build a big ridge in the western United States and we just get storms that kind of cascade over that ridge, you get places that get perfect rains and then you have nearby areas that get missed by those rains.
Snodgrass says the weather pattern shift could happen as early as mid-June, and for many crop farmers, that means
it's a whole new crop management strategy when you get into this regime.
Snodgrass says a transition to La Nina is underway. Researchers are close to giving farmers a tool to monitor real-time soil nitrogen levels. Kuan Yu Chen is developing a low-cost nitrogen sensor that can measure what is in the soil without having to conduct labor-intensive soil samples that only produce a single snapshot of the nitrogen when the sample was collected. Chen tells Brownfield the sensor product he is working on can take many separate field measurements at different times.
It can provide like continuously data. The sensor will sit inside the central of the farm, and then it keeps recording the nitrogen nitrate readings from the soils. When we want to harvest it, we just go there to pick up the SD card, plug into the computer.
Chen says the sensors are printed electronic circuits on a sticker, which makes them easy and economical to produce at large scale. For now, the sensors must have data collected from SD cards. But Chen says another feature may be coming soon.
People might be interested in the wire communication methods, so they can sit at their home and then they can connect to the sensor in the field.
He's not sure when the sensors will be ready for commercial production and sales. Chen's research is at the University of Wisconsin and is supported by Wisconsin's Dairy Innovation Hub. A crop specialist says implementing a defensive nitrogen management program can help fill gaps throughout the growing season. Helena's Mark Christensen tells Brownfield split application of nitrogen can easily be integrated into foliar applications to mitigate loss and risk.
The nature of it, it's a little resinous, so it stays wet on the leaf, which helps herbicides. Instead of drying up on the leaf, it helps keep those available to get into the weeds.
China has blocked beef imports from the JVS Greeley, Colorado plant. USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service says ractopamine was found in some of the beef. I'm Larry Lee. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Another relatively quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade was quiet again Wednesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices in the south are around $189 to $191 live, while the north was quiet. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, it's more than likely significant trade volume is going to take place sometime later today or into tomorrow. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers were not well compared. The best test was on heifers, 850 to 899 pounds. Those were steady to $4 lower, with other weight classes not well compared. The USDA says demand was good to very good for the day's offering. Flesh varied, mostly moderate to heavy. Quality also varied from plain to attractive. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 750 to 766 pounds, brought 288 to 290.25. Feeder steers, 962 to 998 pounds, brought $229 to $245. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 668 to 687 pounds, brought 264 to 280.50. Boxed beef close mix with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.50 at $313.62. Select close 95 cents lower at $302.48. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors were a bit more aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday and bid up to move needed numbers. Hog weights were up slightly on the week to 288 pounds. That's about 6.2 pounds above year-ago levels. Demand for U.S. pork remains a bright spot, both on the global market and domestically. That provides key price support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.22 with a weighted average of $89.05. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.13 with a weighted average of $89.58. The Western Corn Belt up $2.22 with a weighted average of $89.48. Pork values closed lower, down $1.66 at $101.74. Estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 10,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on profit-taking ahead of the week's direct business. There's also concern that China has blocked imports of beef from the JBS processing facility in Greeley, Colorado. And lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by lower pork values. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were $5 higher than the last reported test. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down and corn was mostly lower following good week-to-week planting progress in many areas. July beans were down 15.5 at 12.14. August was 15.25 lower at 12.13¾. July corn was down 7.25 at 455¼. September was 6.5 lower at 465. Live and feeder cattle saw profit taking ahead of this week's direct business. June live was down $1.20 at 183.35, and August was 162 lower at 180.20. August feeders were down 435 at 260.25. And hogs were pressured by the lower midday move in pork. June lean was down 2 cents at 93.77. July was 20 cents lower at 96.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Controlling crop pests as we also deal with climate change today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Yesterday, we talked about how climate change is impacting the ability for farmers to control crop pathogens. Today, we move on to crop pests. Hannah Burak chairs the entomology department at Michigan State University and says climate change opens doors to insect problems we didn't have to face in the past.
When we have the ability to move more items around the world from different places, we tend to get our bugs with them. And so when we can use different shipping lanes and move goods and supplies in places where we weren't normally shipping them, and we can ship for longer periods of the year, new things are able to be introduced at a more frequent rate. When they're introduced into an environment that is increasingly warmer and may look more like their native habitat, they're more likely to survive, establish, develop, and cause problems. And once they're established in an area, they then experience those increases in range expansion, more numbers of annual generations per year, and higher overwintering survival that all of the organisms that are already found there are experiencing.
Burak says climate change is also altering insect pest patterns we've been used to seeing forever, and not necessarily in a good way. Tomorrow, climate change and pollinators. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Rainy weather is causing more than planting delays. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Persistent rain is delaying the first cutting of alfalfa in parts of the upper Midwest. Dan Gressing farms near Waverly, Minnesota, and he's having a lot of trouble getting his crop in.
We're turning our attentions to first crop alfalfa, which quite honestly should have been done before now, but with rain showers every other day, it's kind of hard to get that crop, even when we're chopping it. It's hard to get that crop down dried enough and chopped in the bunker.
Blessing tells Brownfield the quantity should be good, but the quality will suffer for several reasons.
We left our fifth crop out there, so you have that dead foliage out there to deal with, because that when you're chopping, you pick up some of that. So that does bring quality down. Number two, we would have liked to have been out there sooner. It's budding pretty heavily right now.
And Blessing says heavy insect pressure has taken a lot of value out of his first crop alfalfa. Several Midwestern states have reported high infestations of alfalfa weevils this year. Cash dairy prices continued to fall Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down a quarter of a cent, closing at 39.5. Six sales were recorded. After a quiet Tuesday, the cheese market saw some activity Wednesday with lower prices. 40-pound cheese blocks down 5.25 cents at 181. There were five sales recorded, topping out at 185. Barrels went down 2 cents to 196 with five sales recorded. The butter price dipped below the $3 threshold, down another 2.75 cents to $3.25. There were five sales on the butter market. NIFAT dry milk went down 0.5 cent to 116.5 with two sales. I'm Larry Lee with your dairy update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins, mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Today's forecast calling for daytime highs to be in that range of 73 degrees. And then for tonight, a low of 48 degrees. It looks like tomorrow will be nice as well, 75. And Friday night, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of scattered showers and a low of 56. The weekend sounds all right, 75 Saturday with a slight chance of showers through early afternoon, mild with patches of sun later in the day, 81 with a slight chance of showers on Sunday afternoon. Maybe a better chance by Sunday night. Right now, 48 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetum with Tim's Auction Realty. We'll sell at all top covet events. We had a small sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $265 a ton, and large rounds topped at $220 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for auction or real estate needs, or go to www.timsauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetum. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today for the Old Light and the Milk House show. We've got some info to get you in the know and weather more in-depth with meteorologist Tony Schumacher just before 6 today. Here's George Strait.
What's going on in your world? I hope that you're doing fine. There's not a day that you don't cross my mind. I just wanted to see if you feel like me. Sorry we said goodbye. So what's going on in your world? It's sure as lonesome. Tell me you don't need me anymore, and I'll leave you alone. I just wondered if you had somebody new after all of this time.
Looking for a good time.
Tangerine. You were a lady, you were a lady when I married you. Jeannie Marie, you were a lady, you were a lady, and I knew you. I remember thinking just this morning when we kissed goodbye, you were a lady. Or are you something different than you appear to be? I won't stop believing in you now. Genie, if you'll only tell me how. Do the men all know you? Genie Marie.
Tommy Overstreet on the Light in the Milk House Show, Thursday edition. Just 2 days remain in the month of May. How can that be? And then we'll roll into June, Dairy Month, on Saturday. And lots of special things coming up here on the radio. Also, later on this morning, your chance to win some Brewers tickets. So stick around and stay tuned right here. This is Dwight Yoakam.
The only time I feel pain is in the sunshine and the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you can when teardrops fall. I tell the truth, except for my life. It only hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. Except when I lie, it only hurts me when I cry. Oh, maybe every now and then I have a small heartache again. That you can't see. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth, except when I
good morning on a Thursday morning. We're at 5 minutes away from 6 o'clock.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a fantastic late spring day across our region with lots of sunshine and mild temperatures developing today. Be sure to get out there and take advantage. And this mild trend will continue. In fact, the overall trend is to get warmer as we get through the end of the weekend, gradually turning a bit more humid as well. We will be tracking some scattered showers off to the west and north of us by later today through tomorrow, along a stretched-out front extending from the Central Plains up toward Lake Superior. Some of those could move in here Friday night into the Saturday period, but nothing too heavy expected, maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch, so certainly not a washout. Things to dry up later Saturday and most of Sunday. There could be an isolated thunderstorm popping up Sunday afternoon, but the better chance of rain will come in later Sunday night into Monday. And with the humid air in place, a few of those showers could be heavier, with rainfall totals perhaps over a half inch. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly sunny, comfortable with a high of 73, southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, with highs in the mid-70s. Southeast to south wind 8 to 14. Friday night, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of scattered showers, low at 56. Heading into Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of spotty showers through early afternoon. It'll be mild with patches of sunshine later in the day, high in the mid-70s. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny and warm, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, low 54, high 81. A good chance of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday, muggy as well with a high of 77. Tuesday, partly cloudy and rather warm, low 58, high near 83, 50% chance of showers and storms at night, and Wednesday, breezy and cooler, partly sunny, maybe a shower early. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Presently 48 degrees, that is the overnight low here at the studios. 71 the high yesterday, no precipitation was recorded. And the record high, as we go back May 30th to 1991, we hit a high of 89 that day. The record low, 1965, and it was 28. Last year's high, 88, and the low was 50. Sunset will happen at 8:33 this evening. Well, sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. Currently very mild, the air is calm, and the barometer is at 30.22, which is steady. No precipitation today. And again, skies have cleared this morning, and we're at 48 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 6 is next. The ABC News is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement,